During its summit, the African Union will be focusing on the problems of regional stability arising from the conflict in Sudan's province of Darfur. The World Food Programme hopes to focus the leaders' attention on the humanitarian catastrophe it says is coming to a head in the Horn of Africa. WFP says nearly $200 million is urgently needed to provide emergency food aid for an estimated 5.4 million drought victims in Kenya, Somalia, Djibouti, and Ethiopia. WFP spokesman Simon Plus says the region is suffering the worst drought in a decade.
We notice that children's health and nutritional situation is rapidly deteriorating because of many of them eating just one meal each day. And what we also see is that there's a lot of livestock dying away in large numbers from exhaustion and because of lack of water and food. In northeastern Kenya, for example, in this very arid region, women and small children are begging at roadsides for drinking waters and food from motorists.
The World Food Programme currently is feeding 1.1 million people in Kenya. It fears that number will more than double in the coming months. WFP says the emergency facing the Horn of Africa today is the result of successive seasons of failed rains. Plus says all four countries are in desperate need of help, but Somalia's difficult situation is compounded by conflict.
We have the southern regions of Somalia where the situation is deteriorating rapidly with some estimated 1.4 million people that are in urgent need of assistance. That mainly because of poor day rains in October and November. Somalia has the worst cereal harvest in a decade, and we see many pastoralists in the south that are forced to concentrate along rivers and in the few remaining green pastures.
Making the situation even worse, Plus says piracy has hampered WFP's efforts to provide food aid. Last year, two ships carrying relief food to Somalia were hijacked, forcing WFP to find alternative delivery routes. Plus says the agency now uses road transport through northern Kenya as well as Djibouti. He says both routes are more expensive and slower. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.